Jonik Batoski, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what was Johnny Winter known for?
I think the most significant thing Johnny Winter is known for is for breaking through and basically reviving the blues in the last great blues revival before Stevie Ray Vaughan came along in the 1980s, that blues music was kind of on its way out. Black music was redirecting itself towards more modern contemporary sounds. And here comes Johnny Winters, an albino white boy from Beaumont, Texas, changing the whole order of things. And when you look at music and popular music, it's very significant that when he was discovered, he got the first major six-figure contract of any artist anywhere in popular music.
And he really put it all into the guitar.
He was a wild man on guitar. And that night at the Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas, everything changed when he got to open up a show for Muddy Waters Band coming in from Chicago. And the band, Muddy's band, they started peeking out from behind the curtain and looking around. And the story is that after that set, Muddy got on the phone and was talking to someone in Chicago. And he was saying he's white because everybody thought he sounded black. And that hadn't happened to any white musicians, certainly in the late 1960s.
Well, let's hear a little of that ripping guitar.
61.
A little taste of Highway 61 revisited by Johnny Winter, who died yesterday.
You know, that's Bob Dylan's song. Everybody thinks Bob Dylan, anything he writes, he owns. Johnny Winter made Highway 61 Revisited his own, and it is a signature tune, for that matter, with his exuberance vocally, but certainly with that guitar. I mean, that's just wild stuff.
Now, Winter was also known for this song, Dallas. It sounds like he didn't like Dallas too much.
You know, when I was a DJ on KFAD in Arlington back in 1972, I remember we played that song quite a bit. I thought it captured just perfectly the hard side of Dallas. And that's, you know, a blues man doesn't talk about flowers and sunshine. He talks about the darker things in life. And, you know, talking about having to carry a razor and his gun if he's going to come to Dallas, that's a great South Texas perspective on coming to Big D and what Big D represented. And the great thing is, it sounds like something that Blind Lemon could have written in the 1930s or any old blues musician. That was his song.
Bye-bye to Dallas, take my razor and my gun.
Jonik Batoski, thanks again for taking the time. Thanks for being with us.
Jeff, it's been a pleasure. It's a sad day to even be talking to you, but God bless Johnny Winter, and may his music live on.
I believe that Dallas is a man's town, I know.